Well, it's the end of the financial year already, and I'm joined today by Omid Shakabai, an exchange-traded options dealer here at CommSec. We'll be looking back at the past 12 months and also casting our eyes forward to the next year and what are some strategies you can implement depending on your outlook for the next year. So, Omid, thanks very much for joining me again.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
The end of the financial year has just snuck up on us again, hasn't it?
It really has.
So, the most obvious spot to start is looking back at what we've already seen. So it's been quite an eventful 12 months as far as markets are concerned, obviously, but lots has taken place as well politically. What did you make of the past year?
Well, it is quite incredible that if you had have told us that in this 12-month period where we had two political events that really were unexpected and people thought that would have a negative impact, have really not done too much in a negative market sense. We had Brexit first, where there was an initial sell-off, but it rebounded quite well. And then Trump getting into the White House, which had a very short sell-off and reacted almost straight away. Now, the last 12 months have been quite positive overall. The markets have done well. But it's just domestically the last 2 months or so that we've seen a bit of weakness. And that's mainly bank-driven. We've had a few regulatory changes affecting investor lending. And then we've also had the federal and state bank levy, which has seen a little bit of wobbles just in the last 2 months. So, but other than that, it's been quite positive.
That's right. And if anything, the US markets and Aussie markets did quite well for, you know, in anticipation that there'll be lots of spending on infrastructure in the US and also tax cuts as well. So the Aussie market has jumped about 10% over the past year. So that's largely the same performance as the Chinese markets. But we are underperforming some of our friends overseas like the US and European markets. So for those investors that hold stock at the moment and they think the market has a bit more to run from here and could rise over the next year, what's a strategy they could look at?
So if you think that the market's going to continue to rise, owning shares is probably a good thing. Mm-hmm. But when we look at options, the big pricing input to options is the implied volatility. Mm-hmm. And over the course of the last 12 months, it's generally been falling, and we're at a level of about 13%. So what that means is if we're looking to buy options with lower implied volatilities, historically they're at cheaper levels. Okay, so if we're buying a call option, that gives us the right to buy shares. So if we get a large upward move, where we stand to generally make money from that. So you've got cheaper option prices, you can buy a call option, and that way complement your portfolio by making off large gains. And the thing with options, when you're buying them, if you get it wrong, the most you can lose is the initial premium that you paid for that option.
All right, and for those that currently hold stock as well, but they perhaps think the market's going to tread water for quite some time, what's a strategy they could take advantage of as far as options is concerned?
Yeah, so you can complement your portfolio here if you think that the market will go sideways or not move too much by selling a call option against shares in your portfolio. What that means is that you're giving someone the right to buy your shares at that agreed price, but you're getting paid there. So when the market doesn't do too much, you're not making any money on share appreciation, but you are generally getting dividends from your shares. So you can enhance this by receiving option premium by selling a call option against your shares. You've got the dividend and option premium. You're enhancing your yield. And if you don't think that the market's going to go up, you don't think you're going to get called on selling those shares.
Yep.
From the sold call option.
Okay, and for those out there that, you know, there's obviously a number of pessimists as well. So for those who think the market has already had its run in the past year and is likely to fall back in the coming months, what's something they could at least consider or look a little bit deeper into?
Okay, well, see, when you own shares and you think the market's going to go down, you have one main option, which is to sell the shares. If you're looking to gain from a fall, and you've sold your shares, you can actually buy a put option. And again, given the levels of implied volatility, puts are cheaper now than they have been at a lot of times in recent history. So when you buy a put option, you gain from falls, especially sharp falls. So you can gain from a fall in the market. If you want to keep your portfolio, that's fine. You can buy put options against shares in your portfolio. And that's essentially like insurance. You've locked in a sale price should your shares fall. So you've still got the upside potential if you've got it wrong that the market does actually perform. But if the shares do go down, you've got that exit strategy. So you're paying a premium to protect yourself there.
Right.
A bit of peace of mind.
Right. So rather than selling the stock, they might think that over a period of time, the stock might actually rebound. But for now, it's going sideways. It's going to fall back a bit. So you've got that option of buying a put. Makes sense. Thanks very much for your time. And I hope we can do this again before the end of the next financial year.
Fantastic. Thanks, Steve.